Unlimited power and eroding support. Trump's weak in domestic politics. President Trump stated explicitly in an Axios interview this week that he sees no limits to his own presidential power, a declaration landing in a saturated news cycle, but carrying serious constitutional weight. In the same interview, Trump named Chinese President Xi Jinping and Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi as his most admired world leaders, both of whom govern systems with significant authoritarian characteristics. Taken together, the statements were widely noted as a coherent signal about the administration's governing philosophy rather than isolated remarks. A new poll shows Trump's approval rating in Pennsylvania has fallen to 29%, a striking figure in a state he won in 2024, and a genuine bellwether for working-class political sentiment. The internal finding driving that number: nearly half of Pennsylvania voters now say they are financially worse off than a year ago, up sharply from 36% in March, a 14-point deterioration in just 3 months on the single metric that historically matters most for political durability. On her final day as Director of National Intelligence, Tulsi Gabbard released classified files related to Dr. Anthony Fauci, a move timed precisely to ensure the release occurred under her authority while preventing a successor from reversing the decision. Incoming Acting Intelligence Chief Bill Pult, a housing official with no intelligence background, reportedly arrived requesting a full employee list and planning hundreds of firings on his first day, a rapid personnel disruption that national security professionals warn creates genuine operational risks around source protection and classified information handling. A $1.7 million no-bid government contract awarded to Greenwater Services for cleaning the reflecting pool has drawn scrutiny after reports linked the company to a donor who gave $300,000 to Trump. Separately, lawyers representing U.S. deportees in Sierra Leone say their clients face forced return to documented persecution, raising legal challenges under U.S. and international protections that courts are likely to adjudicate. And on Juneteenth, now a federal holiday, the president's official schedule omitted any acknowledgement of the holiday for the second consecutive year.